It's 7:15 on a Monday morning here on 2SER Breakfast. Time to dive into the brand new music across the station for the week. Helping us do so, as always, is music director Andrew Kuduri. He's joining me in the studio. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Mitch.
What can we expect in terms of new tunes this week?
Well, let's start with Mass Gothic.
Mass Gothic.
Not a person into The Cure, Joy Division, and Burgers as well.
Okay.
Mass Gothic is led by Massachusetts-born and New York-based singer Noel Heru. Yeah, he also plays quite a few instruments on this self-titled debut, which is also on the Sub Pop label.
Sub Pop, okay.
So they've just plucked them out of virtual obscurity and released this self-titled debut. Of course, Sub Pop are the indie behemoth in America. Yeah, now, look, I really like this record. It just kind of landed, and I think it's a real sweet record. It's very softly in pursuit of a casually hypnotic groove with a merge of, say, lo-fi pop and blue-eyed soul. I'm really tempted to say Hall & Oates working early Beck sonic terrain.
Okay.
But that might put you off, but it shouldn't put you off. It's cruisy. Cruise on. Let's hear something.
All right, let's get into it.
Everything is going wrong.
You see what I mean? You're willing to think of some, you know, Say No Go, Kiss On My List kind of stuff, Hall & Oates.
I see it. We're talking brand new music for the week here on 2SER 107.3. Andrew Kuduri is with us this morning. What's the next musical item up your sleeve over there?
Well, kind of coming out of nowhere as well, Massive Attack, really late last week, released a brand new EP of music. Now, it's not released in a traditional way. I'll get to that in a minute. The EP is called Ritual Spirit. It's their first music since 2010's Heligoland album, which was quite a dense piece of work, if you remember. It's quite a long time ago, obviously, now. So this album marks a little bit of a turnaround. It's way more delicate in parts than ever before. So if you think of songs like Teardrop, one of those classics where they had that real sort of, had a very sort of big bottom end, but there's a real delicacy on those kinds of tracks. I think this is, in some parts, even more delicate, but they've retained that grittiness that they've had in that, obviously, that real dark soul that defines what Massive Attack have done throughout their whole career. They do reserve the right to rumble. There's one track with Roots Maneuver, which is a real dance floor number. And on other tracks, they've got Young Fathers. They've got a cameo from Tricky, who, of course, used to be in Massive Attack well over 20 years ago. So they kind of balance this lightness of touch with these gritty textures. And I think it actually makes this forthcoming album from Massive Attack a real interesting project. Now, the interesting thing about Ritual Spirit, this EP, it's released through an app.
An app?
That one of the members worked on. The app is called Phantom, and it allows users to remix the track using their heartbeat, location, and time of day.
Wow.
It's really interesting. Now, you know, if it wasn't Massive Attack, I'd probably just think it's a real interesting advance in technology, but it's almost like this creative comment on surveillance.
Yeah.
You know, which is, you know, not a stretch when it comes to Massive Attack, because there's also paranoia deep in the heart of a lot of Massive Attack tracks. Let's hear from Massive Attack. This is the title track from Ritual Spirit. What they do, to me, doesn't really go out of style. I mean, they've been doing, essentially, trip-hop for a long time. Massive Attack, they're back. 6 years down the line, new music from them, and there's a new album on the way, but you can find that Ritual Spirit EP if you check out that Fantom app. It's F-A-N-T-O-M.
A remix it with your heartbeat, apparently. That's pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, get on the pulse, Mitch.
Get on the pulse. We're talking brand new music for the week with Andrew Kuduri, our music director here at 2SER 107.3. One final item. What are you going to leave us with this morning?
Well, Mitch, if I was going to describe to you a stomping, percussive beat orgy full of snaking funk bass, call and respond vocals, and bundled up in a serious package of heat and energy, you might think New York, late 70s, early 80s, the way bands like ESG and Liquid got both their punk and their funk on and made this new dance floor underground. I'm not talking about them. This is not a reissue. We're talking about Melbourne suburbanites Nozu. They've got a brand new album. It's their second. It's called Afterlife. Follows on accordingly from their other album, Life. Yeah, and look, they might shake it in reverence to this New York lineage. That's pretty obvious. But they're really wiggling it towards the future, and I think they're bringing that kind of sound with a very Australian vision. They've got this free-spirited mission to rethink the elements that go into our very own culture. It's very palpable from this record. It's an absolute cracker for the brain and the feet. We've just got to go out with one of these tracks.
Okay, for more information, check out the new music review. It's called Serving Up at 2SER.com. Can't wait to get into this record. Thanks so much, Andrew Kuduri.
See you next week, eh?
See you then.
Every time I look up to the southern sky, I see a constellation. I see an evil eye.
Evil eye.
Every time I look up to the southern sky, I see a constellation. I see an evil. I see an evil eye.
Show. Let's see into me.